This room demonstrates and compares the typical locomotion patterns of animals – running, jumping, flying or swimming. The dermoplastic specimens are shown together with the real skeleton of the same animal. The first step of preparing a dermoplastic specimen is to make a model of the animal's body out of gypsum or plastic. The replica base model will be later covered with the animal's preserved skin, which is glued and sewn into place. Usually hidden inside the body, the bony skeleton of animals acts as the supporting structure for locomotion. Its basic structure is the same in all vertebrates. Over the course of millions of years, its basic architecture has been adapted to suit different modes of locomotion. Some bones shrank, got longer or shorter, or fused together. In this way, vertebrate skeletons tell us a lot about the evolutionary history, the habitats and habits of different species and taxonomic groupings. Bats, for instance, possess heavily elongated finger bones covered by thin layers of skin which allow them to fly. Squirrels are able to rotate their feet so that they can climb down trunks head first. All adaptations of the skeleton to locomotion were, inevitably, accompanied by appropriate changes in the muscles, tendons, and neural innervation. Basically, all movements are controlled by the nervous system of vertebrates. Neural impulses are converted into muscle activity. The audio guide will give you further explanations on some unique features of the skeletons or anatomy of vertebrate animals, and the interdependence of locomotion and feeding habits. Monitor installations will help you to visualize and analyze animal locomotion. In the science window and in an audio guide explanation, you will learn more about the work of the museum's taxidermists.